Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Officer Hatch will join me in just a bit. He wants to talk about the WNBA draft. I kid you not. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about that. Also, his thoughts on the Masters and the quarterback dilemma coming up in the NFL draft 1 week from Thursday. But before we get to all that, I hope you got your taxes done. And if you did, congratulations. Yours truly filed another extension. Last year, we had to get the extension in under the extension deadline, which was 6 months after the original. Now, I got to admit, my tax situation is a bit complex. I've got a regular job, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. I earn that money living part-time in Milwaukee, part-time in Virginia. There's travel expenses that can be deducted off of that job. So we're talking two different state taxes and the feds. And I've got this wonderful podcast, which is kind of my lemonade stand that does have revenue streams coming in. Not enough to retire on, but I thank everyone for subscribing. Both revenue streams coming in via subscribers and advertisers. And then another level of direct sponsorships, like our very appreciated MyBookie, who has been with me for a long time. So it's a bit tricky, you know, but even a simple return can be a bit tricky. Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, and a guy whose Wikipedia page is so long, my finger got tired scrolling through it. He was a pilot in the Navy early on, but was not a general. I thought, was Rumsfeld a general? No, he was never a general. But he got into, you know, the Washington side of things. He was a congressman for three terms from Illinois. Very smart, no matter what you think about how he conducted this country's wars. Very smart guy. He once, in 2014, attached a separate letter to his tax return that read as follows, quote, "I have sent in our federal income tax and our gift tax returns for 2013. As in prior years, it is important for you to know that I have absolutely no idea whether our tax returns and our tax payments are accurate." He goes on to say the tax code is so complex and the forms are so complicated that I know I cannot have any confidence that I know what is being requested, and therefore I cannot and do not know, and I suspect a great many Americans also cannot know whether or not their tax returns are accurate. He went on to say, I hope in my lifetime we find a way to make it a lot simpler, but there's not many years left. That was in 2014. He passed away 2 years ago. Amen to that. But here's the thing. The complexity is a feature, not a bug. Oh, they could make it simple and raise not only the same amount of revenue to fund all of our feckless government spending, but then that would cut out a lot of special interests. And those have been built into the tax code and built into the tax code. When was the last time like a tax break was ever taken out, a major tax break? I think they tried to, or they thought about taking out the mortgage interest deduction. And that pretty much was dead on arrival. Because much of, not all, but much of middle America bought houses at interest rates where they're like, okay, this is a lot of money. But at least the interest on this house, which it doesn't seem like will ever pay off, that's deductible. So good for Donald Rumsfeld. May he rest in peace. But that's a hell of a lever. I just want to let you know, I have no idea if this is accurate. Even though I think they make you, when you sign your tax return, it says like, all right, this is accurate. This is correct to the best of my knowledge. All right, let's get some feedback here. Thank you, everybody who emailed me. You can always email me at zabe@yahoo.com. This one from Todd Freeman. Fantastic idea to do a round-by-round recap of the Masters on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Excellent listens. Sincerely, Todd. Yes, we didn't do a Sunday recap because that's going to be dropping, well, later on today, on Tuesday, in the Capital Golf Gang recap, which we do live in the golf store at Golfdom. With Buddy Christensen on board. So full hour recap coming from the full gang in just a second. This one from Chris Gerard, Vern's last call. Zabe, of course I love Vern, but I thought his final call was underwhelming. He really had a chance to punctuate Scheffler's nail in the coffin birdie on 16. It was, for all intents and purposes, the putt that put the tournament to bed. And all I think I heard him say was a low-key, voila. I think he said, why not? Now, I don't expect him to go all Tessitore or Kevin Harlan here. Can you imagine Tessitore? Oh, and there it is! Scheffler is undone! That's not Vern's style. Vern was also very choked up. I will not say it was underwhelming. I will say Jim Nance. And his final call was a, really? That's it. Maybe Nance was stung by all the criticisms from being overly schmaltzy or trying to get too cutesy with his headline calls. All he said when Scheffler made his final putt was, his greatness is confirmed. Okay. Didn't know he needed this tournament to confirm it, but fine. This one from Scott DeWar. You got me, he writes. Zabe, I've been freeloading for years. Damn you. But your latest no commercials deal finally got me. I broke down and paid the $55 for the whole year of the premium feed. Well, you will not be disappointed. You're going to get your $4.53 a month. I promise you that. I was actually feeling guilty for waiting this long. Not guilty enough till now. However, the error might be on my side, but for some reason, I still do not see the episodes on the premium feed in my Spotify app. Could you please help a brother out and tell me what I'm doing wrong? Here's how I'm going to help you out, Scott. I'm going to forward your email to my podmaster, Chris Broussard, and he's going to help untangle it. See, that's the thing. When you have a problem with this app, with this podcast, email me directly at zabe@yahoo.com. I am the customer support department with, of course, Chris, who really does most of the heavy lifting, but I forward all that right to him. John Sullivan. Excellent, he says. Zabe, those podcasts following the first three rounds of the Masters were outstanding. Thank you so much. I was disappointed in myself with the overall quality. Nothing against John Rodas and John Gould. I appreciate them staying up late for me. I just felt like there was too many things I did not know about by the time we sat down and hit record. Now, think we recorded on about 9:30 each night, and there's still stuff being collected that as soon as I'm done taping, I go back to looking at social media going, oh, shit, we didn't talk about this. But I appreciate you finding that. You know, there's other podcasts that do, I think, much better, although they're very long podcasts. Recaps after every round of a major, including No Laying Up and the Barstool one as well. And what's the third big podcast? There's a ton of golf podcasts. But we just try to add our voice to the mix and keep it quick and to the point. And, you know, it's a product that's got a short shelf life. That's another thing. You're putting in work for something that is going to go bad. It's food you're cooking that's going to be thrown away in a couple hours because there's another round coming. You know, these podcasts, hell, they stay fresh in their original packaging for quite some time. Anyway, the timing of those episodes is perfect, says John. In the terminology utilized during your morning show many moons ago, quote, that was Upper Deck. Sully from Oregon. Thank you, Sully. Appreciate that. Jim Strayhorn says, NFL greed? Best way to describe the league is to quote John Rockefeller when he was the richest man in the world, and a reporter asked him, how much money is enough? To which Rockefeller replied, just a little bit more. Then there's this, Greg Coleman. Zabe, where did you go for the Sunburn Bowl this year in Mexico? Is it an all-inclusive resort? I need a fun, relaxing place to take my wife for our anniversary. Thanks, Greg. Fun? It's relaxing. The food is outstanding. It's not a party resort, though. I mean, how old are you and your wife? How much fun do you want to have? It's called the Valentin Imperial Riviera Maya. Valentin Imperial Riviera Maya. Google it. I think it's the best adults, all-inclusive, top-shelf food resort in that strip of resorts just south of Cancun. But I'm biased. I've been there twice now. For free. But I worked. Another one. John and Indy. Steez. Kudos on the Masters pods. Thank you for doing them. So great to hear them. I sent them to my golf buddies, and they all enjoyed it as well. Jeff Brown, who didn't like us goofing on Gary Player, said, look, I get it. Gary can be insufferable, but watch this video. He loves America and wants to remind people that all the time. Listen, for the record, I am a Gary Player stan. I love Gary Player. It doesn't mean I can't say he's a wackadoo at times. He is. He can be a wackadoo and a fabulist and perhaps a liar, if you want to use that word, but I'm still way, 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 way in the plus on Gary Player. This one from Frank Vargish regarding the Masters, etc. Zabe, hope you watched the two pregame specials. The Sunday 2019 one was awesome. Vern analyzed how the announcers handled Tiger's final shot. It was great. I did. I recorded it on YouTube. I got to find a way to grab it and capture it in a file that I can put on a thumb drive because I like to physically collect these pieces of content. I don't want to count on, well, I'm sure you can find it somewhere online. You always think, like, you can find that documentary somewhere online, and then you can't. And you think, well, maybe I'll buy the DVD. Where can I just go on Amazon? Let me buy the DVD. Can't find it. HBO did this incredible piece called The Back Nine at Cherry Hills. It chronicled the brief intertwining of both Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer. Incredible. It was only about an hour long, but it disappeared once it aired. I managed to grab a copy, you know, for my own purposes, not for resale. I'm not violating any laws here, maybe a few, but I made sure to save it MP4 and put it on a thumb drive because some of my golf buddies who had never seen it, I just put it on a thumb drive, put it in the mail, said, here, plug this in your computer, hit play. And they're like, oh my God, thanks. This is amazing. Frank goes on to say, while I do love Carol on the lunch episodes, her recommendation of the Netflix miniseries, You Are What You Eat, while interesting, I got to admit, it was an environmental PR show that was seriously anti-meat producers. Yeah. No kidding on that. Oh, and one more for you. I was just about to hit record for the whole series, and now it's over. It looks like the Charles Barkley, Gayle King CNN show is over. I know. Can you believe it? That's right. Lasted all of 6 months. And this horrible, dumb idea that nobody thought through. Like, is this really going to be a doable show? Of course, nobody's going to pay a price for it. This is how TV works. The executives who put this together and paid those two way too much money, and we'll be paying them money, I'm sure, for months to come, if not years, on their contracts to do the show, even though it's been canceled, because I would assume that Gayle King and Barkley have good lawyers. Those executives, they're going to be like, well, we tried. What are you going to do? You got to. Sometimes you try and you miss. Can't win them all is what they're going to say. Even though it was a dumb idea, nobody ever pays a price. And because Barkley is super famous and everyone likes him, kind of the same thing for Gayle King in different circles. It was like, well, let's give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen? It'll get canceled. The network will have to pay him a bunch of money. Not my money. And I can walk around as the executive producer going, well, we swung for the fences. We thought we could have had magic in those two, but nope, didn't work out. Quick break. When we come back, for those who are not regular subscribers and can skip this crass commercial message, full of very valuable sponsors, by the way, which I would like you to frequent and listen to their message and take into full consideration their commercial pitch. I will have my man Hatch talking Masters and more. You're listening to the Zapecast. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Hey,
what's up, Hatch?
I am good.
This is Sensational by Chris Brown.
That's right.
Is this your new vibe, yo? I've not heard you choose this as your walk-up.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I like that song.
How come he never was canceled after beating the shit out of Rihanna?
Because I guess after time, they gave him a chance to redeem himself.
And has he?
And he makes good music, so that is another reason.
I guess so. Good music trumps all that other stuff. Here, let me just sample it. I like it. Now, Hatch wanted a lead today with the WNBA draft, and I texted back, nope.
Exactly. I knew you would say that. That's why I was like, let me put that out there because I know what he's going to say.
And then I went and I started seeing on social media some of the red carpet shots of some of these gals, and damn!
I swear.
Damn, these gals are ready for prime time.
First of all, my question is, if you are a 6'7" woman, your dating pool is about 0.02%.
In terms
who
of
are you dating?
Finding somebody as tall as you?
Yes.
You're just going to have to date somebody shorter. Do you think that is a no-no for any woman who is over 6 foot to date somebody shorter?
Not necessarily, but I think if you're a professional athlete, most likely you're not going to date somebody shorter.
Yeah. Well, you know, Hatch, I hate to break it to you. A lot of these gals, they date other women. Didn't know if you were aware of that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Okay. Well, how does that change what I said?
No, it doesn't.
The dating pool is 0.02%.
I know. It does not change it. I actually feel bad for gals who are tall, like really tall, like 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". Because they are such a genetic outlier, it's hard for them. It was probably hard for them most of their adolescent life being so tall, you know?
Right. But see, when you're young, women usually our girls are usually taller than boys, right? At the beginning.
They hit puberty before we do.
Right. So we don't start catching up with them until seventh, eighth grade.
Right.
So they don't, I don't think they really think about it then. I think they start thinking about it when they get to high school.
Who is the hottest woman on the planet over 6 foot tall?
Over six foot tall.
Think about that one. I believe Elle McPherson was pushing 6 feet even. I'm going to Google it right now. I don't think she was more than that. It's hard to get the typical or the prototypical American beauty standard of curvaceous, womanly shape when you're that tall, when you're 6'1 or above.
Yeah, I agree. It depends. It just depends. I mean, if they're an athlete, then most likely they're going to be.
They say Elle McPherson, 6 foot even. The Thunder from down under. Yeah. And get this. Kathy Ireland, 5'10", had no idea. Okay. Christie Brinkley, who was married to Billy Joel for a while. Billy Joel is five.
And about five other people.
Right, of course. But
she's got like five baby daddies. Nobody talks about her and her five baby daddies. She's got like four or five kids by like four or five different dudes.
Right.
Like, which nobody ever talks about that.
Which means beyond the public, you know, appearances, she is cray.
Exactly.
Billy Joel is only 5'5". So Christie Brinkley had a good 4 inches on Billy Joel when they were married. So. But hey, there you go. Yeah. Caitlin Clark just went number one. They had 17,000 people, by the way, show up in the arena in Indianapolis for the Fever. Sold out. Caitlin Clark definitely, you know, got shined up for the night. She was wearing Prada, and she was carrying this little handbag. And I got to tell you, Hatch, it looked like an Iowa girl who played hoop her whole life who has never dressed up for anything. She was
a little awkward.
Did you see her walking in? I'm just like, oh, sweetheart. Yep. Nobody coached you on this. Okay, fine.
Right. Right. But I tell you what, that Stanford girl, that's her godparents are Steph Curry.
Oh, woo! Yes. Cameron Brinker? Cameron Brink. Yes. Somebody tweeted, because she had a slit cut long dress.
Oh, yeah.
And someone said, I imagine these are the type of legs men go to war over.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was.
I have it on right now.
Okay.
She was. All right. Okay.
Good. Who's this gal? Nika Muhl. Muhl. I need to send you a little clip to her. She was posing in front of the WNBA draft. You know, backdrop. So I assume she's a player. She's got
Nika
some
Muhl, yeah. UConn.
Oh, dude.
She's 5'11".
Okay.
They have her up there right now. Best available.
Best available hot or best available basketball player?
Well, I'm looking at best available still for the draft.
Okay.
And Muhl was right up there as the fourth best.
All right. Can you hold out your phone? I just texted you the glamour shot of Nika Muhl as she came in with her cut off midriff leather jacket top and her long leather skirt. I mean, damn. I mean, come on now. But hey,
that looks be good.
Yeah. Good look. Good for the gals. Good night.
Yep.
And the salaries for the 4-year deal, non-negotiable because they're slotted. Salaries for Caitlin Clark for the next 4 years, like $78,000 a year.
Right.
That's it. $78,000 a year. I guarantee you there are managers of Panda Expresses making that much money.
Well, obviously, it's like the president, right, who makes $200,000 a year.
I believe
and really
yeah.
make millions.
Right.
They're going to make millions off of their they're going to make millions off of all their side stuff that they
right,
do.
Right. So do you
but,
watch?
I mean, how much is Caitlin Clark making now? She's probably making
$400,000 or $500,000
right now.
Oh, no. She's making $2 or $3 million off the court.
That much?
Yes, sir. Trust me. She's got 3 or 4 blue chip sponsors.
What? Gatorade,
State Farm. I mean, these are huge deals. I mean, good for her. I mean, yeah. get what you can, but at the same time, the WNBA players are kind of laughably underpaid. But of course, it's in part because the league has never turned a profit. The league has been operating as a loss leader for the NBA now for years. So They're lucky that the NBA said, we just want to invest in this and we'll lose some money on it. But, you know, now it's kind of coming into its own and we'll see. But Nika Mule. Holy cow. Okay. Are we done with the WNBA talk?
We're done with the WNBA.
All right. Let's get Hatcher on the Masters. Go.
All right. Well, I thought my boy, as I texted you yesterday, like, come play golf.
More because right. Hatcher more wanted me to play golf yesterday at 3 right. in the afternoon. Did you
3
play?
3 in the afternoon. And I did go play, by the way.
Oh, you're a psychopath. Why didn't you want to stay home and watch the Masters?
Because I thought that Morikawa, who was hot,
yep.
I was like, he's going to win. Yep. But then Scheffler, because I had it on my phone while I was playing, Scheffler just ran away with it. I'm glad I went to play golf because there was no drama.
Yeah, it was not the typical wild Sunday where there was a lot of movement early on, front nine right. guys making a surge. I mean, the course was so firm and fast, it was just terrifying. Somebody proposed the hypothetical on social media saying, could you win the Masters if you started every hole on the green? And I'm thinking the answer is no. As a regular weekend player, no. What do you
think? No. Heck no. Because first of all, as you know, you've played courses where they've played major events before.
Right.
The undulation, the green speed, any normal amateur is going to three-putt that bad boy.
Yeah.
Depending on where you put the ball. So, okay. So if you start on the green, where do you put the ball?
I don't know where the hypothetical is. I mean, I would say you can even
most likely if it's 50 feet away, you're going to three putt.
Oh, yeah. 30 feet away.
Yeah.
Best players in the world are having problems figuring out how far to hit it on the green, just putting it. And, you know,
right.
As I like to say, they don't even have jobs. Like, they just golf all the time.
Right. Exactly.
Best players in the world. So Morikawa, he had a chance, but he shit the bed. He hit it into 11, said, lesson learned, don't do that. He also was using the claw grip. And I believe, Hatch...
He's been using that for a while.
Okay, right. So here's that. By the way, that grip is for old men who have the yips like me.
Like you.
Yeah, right. So get this. I don't think there's ever been a major winner who has used the claw grip.
Yes, there has.
All right, I'm all ears.
I'm trying. Let me think.
Just
I know
let it percolate in your mind.
I know there has been because I remember seeing it.
I don't. The guy who was using it didn't win the major while he was using it. I think the only guy that made a big putt that I can remember in a big time event with that grip is Chris DeMarco at the President's
yes.
Cup.
Yes.
Remember
but
that?
Morikawa's won 2 PGAs.
No, he won the British Open and
he
won the PGA out at Harding Park. But I believe he was putting conventional back then.
I don't think so. He's been putting the claw grip for a while.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I'll go back and look at
some
highlights.
Because I like him. I follow him.
I like him too. I like him too. So the problem is Scheffler is going to make these guys all look small and irrelevant because he's just so good. I saw a funny video as well today at the range, a bunch of hackers trying to imitate Scotty's foot movement and doing the, hey, what if I do this?
Yep.
Yeah, no, you
and
can't
he
do that.
Bombs it out. First of all, how do you hit it so far without your feet being balanced and set?
I don't know. Our boy Rona says it doesn't matter because it's all after impact. He's super balanced on the way into impact, so everything after that doesn't matter. And I'm like, okay, I'll take your word for it, but I don't understand how. It seems crazy to me. Not only does he bomb it, look how fucking high he hits it. I mean, he hits damn rockets into the air with everything.
Right.
His drives
like
are
Rory.
Rockets.
He hit, yeah.
Yeah, like Rory, like, but without the snipe hooks.
Right.
Yeah.
Rory. Oh, by the way, while we're on Rory, Rory is going to end up like Lee Trevino when all the other majors except the Masters. He's never going to win the Masters.
No, and now there's hot rumors swirling that he's going to go to LIV for $850 million. And
After all that trash talk.
Right, and a 2% ownership stake. Now, others have shot down the report saying it's ridiculous, but, you know, if the number gets high enough, you're probably going to have to take it.
Everyone has a price.
Everyone has a price. Exactly right. Okay. You know. All right. Enough of the Masters. How about the NFL draft coming up? Do we have the Hatch draft board set, at least the first rounder? You got any hot takes on who should or should not go high in the draft?
All I know is whoever picks Drake May is in trouble.
Uh-oh. Because?
Because I've watched him play, and I think he's overrated.
Okay.
I think he's going to be okay? People are trying to compare him to the Chargers quarterback.
Phillip Rivers.
No, the one now.
Oh.
From Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Justin Herbert.
Yes. People are trying to compare him to him. I don't think it's a fair comparison. I think Drake May, I watched Drake May a couple games. NC State, he was horrible. And I watched him against Clemson. He's not good under pressure. And when you're going to get drafted by someone like New England, who offensive line is horrible, and the pressure is going to get to him, he's not going to do well.
Yeah.
You know, he better hope Washington picks him, because at least he'll have a better chance in Washington. Right. That dude needs a running game. He needs a lot. For him to be successful, he needs a solid run game that can help him throw play action passes. Yeah. And it'll open up the field so he doesn't have to throw tight passes. He's not that good to me. And the other one is, I don't know why. I don't care if you're 33-0 in 2 years. That doesn't mean that's going to translate to the NFL as a good quarterback.
No.
The boy from Michigan, he is Elvis Gerbach 2.0. I mean, are you kidding me? I wouldn't pick that fool in the first round unless I want to be fired.
Well, he's apparently climbing up. He's apparently going to be the Vikings guy. Or so they say.
Good luck, Vikings. Good luck picking another Christian Ponder, you big dummies. How did Christian Ponder work out for you?
Not so good. By the way, Drake May, his stats compare eerily similar to Andrew Luck's in college. All the key stats almost line up. And body size and relative athleticism also sort of lines up. But here's the big question. How successful was the Andrew Luck pick? They won some with him. They made the playoffs, right?
They made the playoffs every year with him.
Every year, but they didn't go very far, did they?
But Andrew Luck was an exceptional quarterback. Andrew Luck and Drake May, I don't care if their stats are similar. They ain't the same player.
Okay. Hold on.
Not even close.
Let me look up Andrew Luck playoff stats. Pro Football Reference. Maybe that. Did he go to the Deflategate AFC Championship game? Or is that Peyton Manning?
I don't think they ever went to the championship game.
Okay. Let's see here. ProFootballReference.com, fantasy, rushing, receiving, defense and fumble, snap counts, similar players. God damn, give me his playoff numbers, you sons of bitches. Anyway, I'll find it in just a second. The problem with Andrew Luck was he stood in the pocket too long, allowed himself to get blown up. Like, he just said, fuck it, I'm standing here, and I'm going to get the pass off. And, you know, he made a lot of throws that way, but at a huge price. And then he just couldn't even walk anymore, basically.
Right. He's like,
fuck this noise.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Ray is not Andrew Luck.
Okay. Jaden Daniels is the intriguing one out of LSU, because people are saying, well, he's skinny now, but he can always add some pounds and muscle to his frame. Okay, I'm sure he can. However, you can't add muscle to your teeny tiny little bird legs that run a 4.4. And that's what I'd be worried about. And because he's so quick and runs so much, I fear that he's going to be like, oh, shit, and the pros, got to run, let's go get out of here. He's going to make a few moves, which would be great, and then someone's going to waylay him. and then he's going to be hurt for a long time.
Well, I'm going to tell you the difference between him and Anthony Richardson, because you're describing Anthony Richardson right now.
I thought Richardson was bigger.
He is bigger, but I'm talking about what you're describing as in he's going to take off running.
Oh, yeah, style of play, yeah.
Yeah, style of play. Anthony Richardson thought at 6'4", 230, that he could do in the pros what he did in college.
I know.
No. Obviously, they blow you up, and the hits are a lot harder. So that put him out for the season. So hopefully next year he comes back and is like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. So hopefully people are talking to Jane Daniels saying, look, dude, you can't run in the NFL like you run in college. Not going to happen. You have to get down. You can run, but once you get a certain amount of yards and there's no more to get out of bounds or get out. Yeah. That's it, period.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I don't care about the frame. There's been plenty of quarterbacks that have had successful careers with a frame like him. It's just that how do you manage your frame?
Yeah, that's true. And then
when you're playing.
And then there's like a groundswell of football people that are really starting to like Michael Penix Jr. And that's an interesting one because he was not projected to be amongst that top four or five quarterbacks. He was maybe going to be a late first, early second, or lower guy. But there's some people I see out there saying, I'm telling you, this kid's got it.
I think with him, he's another one that needs a lot of help. He's going to need a good line. He's going to need a great running game. But what I like about him is his accuracy. He's a great deep ball thrower.
Yeah.
But he's going to need to go to a team. Best thing for him is to be drafted in the second or third round where he can get drafted by a team that's pretty good. Like somewhere that would be good for him is like Atlanta.
Okay.
If I was Atlanta, I would draft that dude in the third. If he's around in the third round, I'd draft him because Kirk Cousins only got a couple years in him.
Oh, I'd definitely layer in quarterbacks. As soon as you get to the third round, so if you got a guy who's, you know, either getting old or maybe you don't think he's the guy, just take another quarterback. Because if you take a quarterback in the third round, it's easier to tell him, okay, just sit over there, get a clipboard, and pay attention. And they're not going to make a fuss. You can't do that if you're the Bears and you're going to take Caleb Williams and say, okay, you're backing up Fields until you can prove you can beat him out. He wasn't going to stand for that, so they had to move Fields out.
Right. Yeah, Mike Penix, that'd be a great place from great receivers, good running game, pretty nice line. So he has all the resources for him to be successful there and to sit behind Kirk Cousins for the next 2-3 years. I mean, Kirk Cousins probably has 2 years in him.
Speaking of Cousins, Cousins said it's already happening with Atlanta. He's been around the facility, and one of the players came up to him and said, you know, Kirk, you give off a real dad vibe.
Exactly. He is one big nerd is what he is.
He is a nerd. He's a good quarterback, though. So if he gets the right help around him, they can actually win a little bit with him.
Regular season quarterback.
I know. Did you see the Eagles inked Devontae Smith to a new 3-year, $75 million deal? And now your boy C.D. Lamb for your Cowboys is going to want to say, hey, I'll take what he's having.
Right. And he deserves it.
But Jerry's trying to figure out if he's going to pay Dak.
He's going to pay Dak. Dallas just went. I mean, that's all media hype. What is Dallas going to do? Let him go? No. They have no choice but to pay him. Now, what they can do is restructure his contract, add some years to it to get some cap relief so they can pay Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb.
Okay. You do know that Dak is going into a walk year, believe it or not. This year, he's going to make $29 million base 2024. And then, and then after that, it's all just, you know, hypothetical options after that. So he could theoretically walk.
Yeah, Dallas is not letting that happen.
Okay. Unless they're the first team to do it.
No way. And then what do you do?
Then you have no quarterback.
Exactly. And what do you do?
Then you have no, they have no quarterback, and you tell your fans, we're not really going to have a season this year, but please buy tickets.
Right. For the next 2 to 3 years, we'll stink. Yeah, right. That's the one spot you just tuck your tail between your legs and pay.
All right, two more real quick. Free chicken and a guy just can't catch a break. The free chicken story, Boban Marjanovic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He actually knew that.
This is great. Boban Marjanovic, who you have to see him if you've never seen him. He looks like goddamn Shrek. His big old gnarly ears, his giant forehead, his giant nose, but apparently just the funniest dude ever, just a real comedian. Good, you know, he's okay.
No commercials.
Cheap
commercials.
Right. So he's at the line for the Rockets on the road against the Clippers. And like many NBA teams, there's a stadium promotion where in the final 2 minutes of the game, if a opposing player misses two free throws in a row, everyone gets a coupon for a free chicken sandwich. So Boban missed the first one. They're already going to win the game, so they're not worried about it. And the fans start like rising up, and he realizes, oh, wait a minute, this is for free chicken. And this is how it sounded when the announcers noticed that Boban was in on it.
Actually, be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
You want chicken?
He's a man of the people.
Think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave him free chicken.
Not only did he point to himself like, I got you. And then when he purposely, you know, shorted it, he rose. He put his finger in the air like Larry Bird winning the three-point contest.
The fans, he's one of the fan favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any thoughts on the NBA playoffs now that the bracket is set? We have a team in the West, Hatch, in OKC, number one seed, that has a grand total of 627 playoff minutes of experience on the entire roster. Think about that. One of the youngest, least tested teams is the number one seed.
I can't believe it, but they have, what's his name, Gilgis?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA.
Yeah, is the truth. He should be the MVP.
He's in the conversation. He's really, really good.
What's going to happen is that's him will help them win the first series. I mean, they're playing the play-in guy. So they're going to win the first series. I don't think they're going to win.
The eight seed could be the Lakers. They're the eight seed right now playing the Pelicans in one of the two play-in games. And then the other potential opponent would be the winner of 9-10, so that could theoretically be Kings or Warriors. So, I mean, they'll probably win that, but I would probably short them. Nobody's going to beat the Celtics this year, I don't think. They're just too good.
They are good. I don't know, though. The Celtics, you just never know what you get from them in playoff time. I'm going to tell you somebody that is going to make a little run now that they got Joel Embiid back.
Oh, the Sixers?
The Sixers play the, what are they? What are they?
Sixers Heat play-in game 7-8. Winner advances to take on the Knicks. Loser has one more shot to get in. They got to play the winner of the Bulls and Hawks.
Right. If 76ers win and they go to play the Knicks, they're beating the Knicks in 7.
Okay.
That little short Jalen Brunson is nice, but he is not winning the playoff series for them.
Okay. All right. Mark Hatch down for that. Finally, there's this. You remember John Wayne Bobbitt, right?
Yeah, the dude who got his pee-pee cut off.
Exactly. His wife, in a fit of rage, thinking that he had cheated on her, decided to cut did. Well, okay, had cut his dick off with a knife in the middle of the night, ran out of the house, drove down the road, and threw his dick out the window. They actually recovered the dick, got it surgically reattached, and he claims it was functioning just fine again, which is crazy if you ask me, but that's what he claimed. John Wayne Bobbitt later went on to sort of marginal fame. I think he appeared in a couple of really low-budget pornos as the guy who got his dick cut off. Well, get a load of this. This poor guy cannot catch a break. He just had to have all of his toes amputated because he's a victim of contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, when he was back in the Marines. I keep seeing these ads. Were you a Marine at Camp Lejeune? You may be entitled to a settlement. And I'm just like, okay, what lawyer hustle is this? Well, apparently there was some contaminated water and it caused a bacteria years later. And now he had to have all his toes cut off. This poor guy, what did they ever do to anybody in life?
It's called karma. That's what it's called.
But he didn't do anything. By the way, he was acquitted of abuse. Like he was charged with, I think she charged him with domestic violence. He was acquitted of that because there was no evidence. He then, you know, she was charged with like malicious wounding and like a serious criminal charge. She got off on condition of insanity, they said. How bullshit is that?
Good old Manassas, Virginia.
You don't like Manassas, Virginia? Come on, Hatch.
No. That's the freaking pit.
That's why they call it Manassas. Good old Manassas. All right. Anything else real quick on the way out? How's your golf game? We're going to Pinehurst in just over a month.
Oof. Yesterday that I played, it was windy as I don't know what.
Yeah, well, it's an outdoor sport, Hatch, so I like to say.
Oh, my God. I had the first three holes were straight double bogey. Double bogey, double bogey, double bogey.
Okay, I hope you entered that into your Gin app, your certified handicap app. It'll only help you, you know? Let that thing go up a little bit.
You know what I did? You know what I did after that? I parred all the rest.
You parred 16 in a row?
No.
15.
The next nine holes.
Oh,
Well, six holes. So I only ended up six over on the front. The first three holes put me at six over, and I parred the rest.
Okay.
And then on the back, it was not good. So I still shot 89.
All right. You know the boys are chirping about how last year you and Adams took nine holes off just to sit in the bar and drink. And now you're talking smack about, we need a bet on the team event. They're like, but yeah, you didn't finish last year.
That's because Adams, I was whooping him so bad. He was like, I'm done. I was like, okay, that's fine with me.
You're a gentleman.
He was taking an ass whipping from me. So he was like, oh, yeah, I'm done. I shot 36 in the front and the front nine.
I know, but it was such a beautiful day. I'm like, I cannot believe we're on a golf trip. It's a beautiful day. We've paid for the golf. They're not going to play the back nine just for shits and giggles?
Yeah. He didn't want. He's like, man, you're playing too good. I'm done. I was like, okay.
That now marks the second time you've walked off the course at my event. One, when it rained too hard on the first hole on Sunday.
Oh, I'll do that again.
Well, that's a problem. We need you to play all the holes this year.
I do not play in pouring rain.
Define pouring.
Where the water is coming down enough to irritate me.
That's not any better of a definition.
All right.
I'll let you go, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
See you, pal.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye. Oh, my God. One of a kind, Hatch, that's for sure. All right. Thanks for listening. We're done for tonight. As always, if you want to subscribe, you'll get not only Fridays with me, Scott, and Solly, but also you'll get ad-free. Just make sure to download all of the podcasts Monday through Thursday and Fridays from the premium feed, which is a separate sort of podcast unto itself. It's the premium feed. Just set that as your default, and then you'll get all the ad-free podcasts all during the week. I mean, what a deal for $5 a month. Come on. An extra day, an ad-free Monday through Thursday. You can't beat it. Thank you for everybody who said, this is great. I really appreciate it. This is what I'm waiting for, and now I'm in. A number of people said, you know, I've been holding out. Freeload, but now I'm in. So thank you for that. Okay, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At MyBookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.